Mark, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Tony. Doing well.
It's good to talk with you. We're actually going to talk about a couple of topics, but the first one is about a new business, which is next door to you. It's called the Cushion Community Compassion Center. Mm-hmm. Both of you are located on Michigan Avenue in Lansing, and you think for the people that you serve, that kind of business isn't good for business.
I think that's accurate. I think my biggest concern is just the medical dispensaries in general, but there is a residential ordinance that requires a 1,000-foot radius from a substance abuse program, and we have a state-licensed drug rehab program, and so I would like the commercial ordinance to be similar to the residential ordinance, but currently there is none.
So you're working on having that ordinance implemented in Lansing?
Well, I would like to see at least the dispensaries evaluated. What's interesting is Lansing being relatively small compared to a Grand Rapids. I mean, Grand Rapids has maybe one or two dispensaries. We've got six just on Michigan Avenue. So the gateway to Michigan is littered with six medical marijuana dispensaries from 127 to the Capitol.
How long has this dispensary been next door to your location?
I'd have to guess about 6 months. I think it was probably beginning of the summer or end of spring.
Have you noted any challenges with the people you serve due to this new business?
No, I just see a lot of traffic. And there was an article in the Journal, and I think I got beat up a little bit by a lot of the readers. Things like a plastic Jesus and bimbo blonde didn't really like my comments, I guess. But my comment really was regarding the people that come. And no, I can't tell what kind of ailment they may have, but I think there's a highly probability that many of the people have qualifying conditions that allow them to have marijuana. And I guess my request really was for more oversight. Most of them are in their 20s, maybe their early 30s, but definitely their 20s. And granted, I think the state of Michigan passed a law for purposes like multiple sclerosis, glaucoma, and cancer. But I see these patients probably not having those requirements. I think hepatitis C is something that a lot of these doctors are qualifying as patients, and many people that spend certainly time in prison might have hepatitis C if they shared a tattoo needle or something like that. So I guess my concern is just the number of people that are qualifying for medical marijuana. This organization's open late at night, a lot of traffic in the alleyway as well as in the front throughout the day as well as at night. And it's not the only one. There's many medical dispensaries, medical marijuana dispensaries popping up throughout Lansing.
All right, Mark. And a question for you, just for our listeners who don't know, mm-hmm. who does the Lansing Rescue Mission serve, and what types of folks do they serve?
Well, thank you. Certainly I'd rather talk about what the City Rescue Mission does. We've been in existence for almost 100 years. Next year will be 100 years of ministry in downtown Lansing. We're certainly a nonprofit organization, and we share the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we house about 100 men, women, and children every single night, so about 60 or 70 men here on Michigan Avenue. We house about 40 to 45 women and children at Maplewood Center on South Cedar Street as well.
And you have folks who do have some challenges where they need help with, whether it be alcohol, drugs.
Well, that's the irony, is that we have a drug rehab program for men. We're also building one for the women at Maplewood Center, and almost all of them. We've got 12 men on the program right now. All of them but one started their substance abuse lifestyle with marijuana, and it grew to other harder drugs as well as alcohol. And so people argue that it's not a gateway drug, and I'm not going to argue whether it is or it isn't. I just tell you the facts. The fact of the matter is many of our men, if not all of our men, started their substance abuse lifestyle with marijuana. And so it's just ironic that it's now legal for some people next door to us. So that's the irony.
So are you currently in talks with the City of Lansing or a City of Lansing official to see if you can get that law changed about where these dispensaries can be located?
Not actively. I know Dunning's made a comment he's going to investigate. And I guess my concern is one, my neighbor, but most importantly, I think just the number of dispensaries popping up. In fact, there's no oversight. No one's verifying who's being qualified for the medical marijuana. And if you sit there and you watch for a half hour and see the number of people that are coming and going, and I don't want to stereotype it. I don't want to pretend that every single person is buying it for recreational purposes. I'm sure there's some people that are qualified, that have a need for this alternative drug, but I'd say the vast majority of the people that are coming are not coming for that purpose.
We're talking with Executive Director Mark Chris of the Lansing Rescue Mission, and we're talking about the Cushion Community Compassion Center on Michigan Avenue. And finally, Mark, on this topic, I have heard from folks from the Cushion Community Compassion Center who've told me they've done everything they can to work with you. As a matter of fact, they have donated to your rescue mission to help you.
Sure do thousands of other people throughout the community. And my concern, again, is not so much my neighbors. Other than the 1,000-foot radius, I think in general, I think that should be adopted. They have been good neighbors. They haven't caused any trouble or problems. My concern is the amount of or lack thereof oversight for medical dispensaries in general, not just my neighbors, but the other five down the street on Michigan Avenue, plus the other ones popping up throughout the community. We're very lopsided compared to other communities, other large cities in Michigan. Typically not having this problem, and Lansing is. So I think we need to address the ordinance and address some oversight for these dispensaries.
And then finally, Mark, I want to get your take on the two gentlemen who recently died in a fire living in one of those shanties outside. What's your take on that?
Well, certainly there are a number of people that choose not to go to shelters, and many of them are deep in an addiction of drugs or alcohol. Some are certainly mentally ill, and they don't desire to follow rules. They'd rather actually, you know, sleep outside. And I guess that's the concern, is that that's not normal. And we need to try to reach out to help people resolve these issues, such as addictions to drugs and alcohol. And so we certainly provide a program. There's a lot of other nice programs throughout the community that offer that same thing. But a lot of people don't understand anything different. And so we provide hope through Christ. We provide a nice, safe, warm, clean environment for people to stay. And we hope those who are out in the elements will choose to stay with us so we can help them.
What can you do to help folks who don't want to be helped?
Well, that's just it. There's many of people that we can help. And so we focus on those that we can. We reach out to those who may not want help. Maybe tomorrow they will. So we just keep trying.
All right. And finally, I know you're gearing up for your big renovation, which is going to allow you to expand and serve more people in the community.
Yes, this is definitely where I get more excited to talk about the things that the City Rescue Commission is doing. And really, the community of Lansing has come around to provide the means of expanding our capacity. We've got about 40 or 45 women and children currently at Maplewood Center, but by the end of the year, we should have the capacity for 130 beds for women and children. So we'll triple our capacity and to be able to house more women and children. So we hope to have some excess capacity for the Tri-County area. And we're just thankful for the opportunity to share the gospel with more people that come.
And for more people who want to help, how do they contact you?
Well, you can go to our website at lcrm.org, LansingCityRescueMission.org, and you can fill an application to volunteer, Tony, or you can call 485-0145.
Thanks so much, Mark. Appreciate your time.
Tony, thank you.